Shabbos Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Vov. Hakoisiv shtei oisiyos b'shtei halomois. Person writes two letters. Again, the shear of ksiva as a malacha that is chayiv chatos. Or skill if it's b'mezid. Here we're talking about shoygeg is shtei oisiyos. He writes the shtei oisiyos b'shtei halomois. What does shtei halomois mean? The pashtus means he wrote one ois. He remembered oi. Now I write on Shabbos, or he remembered, oh, it's Shabbos, he forgot. And then, after remembering, he forgot it a second time, and he wrote, either he forgot the Malach, or he forgot Shabbos. So he wrote it, Pishtei Halomos. Are they Mitzurah for one Chiyiv Chatos? Now there's two cases over here in the Mishnah. Hakosiv Shtei Oisis Pishtei Halomos, Achas Shachris V'Achas Ben Harabayim. The Poshita reading over here is that this is just an illustration of the Shtei Halomos. One was in the morning, one was in the afternoon. Why does the Mishnah have to say it? Maybe both of them were in the morning. One was at 7 a.m. and one was at 11 a.m. Vashtei Toshachus and Ben Arbaim. So keep on reading. Ram Gamliel Mechayiv. Ram Gamliel holds over here Yechayiv V'Chacham Poitrim. The Chacham Poitrim, we understand, the Pshat is, since each one is a separate Haloma, each one is a separate Mechayiv. Remember that we have in Perek Klal Godel, the Mechayiv of Achiv Chatos is not measured in how many Maisi Melochi did. It's measured in the how many Shkogas there were. A person could do 50 Melochas on one Shabbos, but there's only one Shkogah. He forgot that it's Shabbos. He's Chayiv only one. If he forgot 39 Melochas this Shabbos, so then there's 39 Shkogas. And again, let's say he did each Maisi Melocha 25 times. You don't say that there's 800 Maisei Melacha. You say that there's 39 Shkogois on each one of the Ovis Melacha. So Shkogois is what defines the amount of Chiyiv Chatos. So for the same price, if it's two Shkogois, it's not two Mechayivim because each one was on one Ois. Not only that, it's not even one Shoygig because each one was a separate Shoygig and each one doesn't have the shear of a Maisei Melacha of two Oisiers. So you're left out without any Chiyiv whatsoever. Gamliel Mechayiv, he holds that a yediyah, oi, I wrote on Shabbos. It's not called a yediyah when you wrote one ois. Heyois, one ois is not a full ma'ase malacha. So that's not called a yediyah, and it's not called a separate shgoga. He dashes it from the pasuk that says, oi hoidoi lov chatos. This is the in Pashas Vayikra, the Pashas that talks about chatois. Oi hoidoi lov chatosoi. It was known to him his aveira that would be mechayv and mechatos. Hoyda olov, the diak in the pasuk is chatosi, only that which would be mechayiv and mechatos. Let's say it's hoyda olov, a yediyah of only half a kezayis of chaylev, or a half a kezayis of carrying out, and then he carried out another half, or like we're saying over here, one ois and not the other ois. By the way, why the Tanoim argue over here by ksiva, that I don't know. But this is a klal that's negev for every melacha, not only every melacha, but every chiyiv chatos. Like we just said, it could be on a half a kezayis of chaylev. Vinishvi, the machloikus from Gamliel Chacham is legabi this nekuda of yediyah lechatz yishir. Now, it's not only as simple as that, because like we just said, the simple reading of the Mishnah, what's the achas shachris v'achas ben arbaim? So Tosfos explains the way we explain. There's one case over here. The chiddush is that Gamliel could be mechayiv, even when one was 7 a.m. and one was 6 p.m. at the end of Shabbos. No, what does one have to do with the other, even though they're not 5 minutes apart? If there's a yediyah ben a time, it's called one shoygeg. That's mitzar of both. That's the way he reads it. Rashi, Tosfos is arguing on Rashi. Rashi says not that way. And the Rav quotes the Rashi. Rashi says, Kivin dehavale shows ben a time kidei leida. Hakosiv shtei oisis b'shtei halomois. There's two halomas. What made it two halomas? So we just said, because he said in the middle, oi, he remembered that you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. Rashi understands, achas shachris v'achas arvis, even without an oi, with a krecht, with a yediyah, automatically, since the time that divides the two is so great, one is b'shachris, when one is ben ha'abayim, that itself havalei k'shtei halomas. Now this is a little bit hard to define. Shachris could be at 11:59 before Chatzois, and Ben Arbaim could be at 12:01. That's called that there's a yediyah ben a time. It's long enough that for sure he knew. Also, who said for sure he knew? Also, More than that, Tosfos asks a kasha. There's a brayse in the Gemara that says he wrote one ois b'tzipori, one ois he wrote in Tveria, two different cities. Over there it says he's not chayv. Now, l'chor, there's definitely enough time to walk from Tveria to Tzipori. It takes at least a half an hour. So maybe you'll say to me, Miyashiv Rashi, the Mufashim are busy over here, that Tveria to Tzipori are not so far away from each other. It's only an hour or two. Here we're talking about Beinu Habayim. From Shachris, we're talking about a time span of 6-7 hours. There's no way that he didn't realize. It's also questionable, Meir Tesi. The precedent for such an idea that there's a shir, which it's mukhrach, that's called Yediya, is in the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, where it says that Shabbos, if he doesn't know that today is Shabbos, so l'chor, if he thought today was Friday, next week he could be off again. And the Mishnah says, no, he's chayv anid Shabbos. Why? Because there's no way in the 6 days of the week in between that he didn't find out which day of the week it is. It's impossible not to know what day of the week it is if you live in society. So that's called he knew, and he forgot again which day was Shabbos. It has to be that every Shabbos is a separate halama. Do you say the same thing on a shohus between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m.? Or the other day? It's questionable. But that's what Rashi says, and the place that he's coming from is the wording in the Mishnah. B'shtei halomos. So why do you have to say again, Achas Shachas V'Achas Arvis? Tosfos is a little bit of a doichi, but at least it's not Shver and Svara. So that's the Machloikis Rishonim over here. Vinish Vida Machloikis Tanoim is in this idea of Haloma L'chatz Yishir. Is that called a Yediya to break up the Halomas? Perek Yud Gimel. Over here we're on to new Malachas. Interesting, the setup, we had so much about Hoitzah, and then we had Charish and Zvir, which makes sense because they're the first two Malachas. And then the Mishnah, in the middle of Perek Yud Beis, goes to Kosef. Why Kosef? Kosef is towards the end of the list of 39 Malachas. So Tosyantiv over here makes a little bit Seder. Cherish and Zriya, that the Mishnah has in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, go together with Makab Patish because the Shir is Bekol Shehu. And then there's a Kosef, which is Shtei Oisio. It's like a little bit more than a Mashahu. Two Mashahuyin, two letters. Okay, so we just went through the Malachas of Kosef. Oireg, even though Oireg is early, it's in the middle of the Malachas, right? First there's the 11 agricultural Malachas. Then there's the Malachas of textile production. And then you have later on the Malacha of Kosev with Ma'abed and so on. So says the Tosfos Yom Tov over here also, Oireg is also with two. So the share is minimal, so it goes together with Kosev, which is two letters. That's the Tzara Shavir. Blazer Oimer. When is it considered significant enough that it's minimal amount of a dova orug when there's three threads that are pulled tightly into place in the weaving process? The echer al horig, if there's a woven beged, when is it called weaving when you're being moisif to something? Even with one, echer al horig, so then you chayiv. Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold the shear of two that we just mentioned. The shear of two chutin is significant. It's the same shear. So that's like we just said, the shear is too similar to Kosef Shteilis, that's why it's over here. Agav, that we just mentioned, Ariga, the following Mishnayos are going to learn also the other parts of the process of producing textiles.